Repto da Biyurim and Aleph in Chagiga. Right at the top of the page. Okay. In less than 3 weeks, we finished the entire Moyud. It's a big accomplishment. Okay, we're up to two lines on the top. True. This is not going to be 2 years and a bit into the piece. We're a third of the way through almost. Says the Gemara, three lines on the top of the page. Somebody goes out and goes in, there's no peace. What do you mean? Who goes out from what? Goes into what? If a guy can learn Shechonar Halach and understand the Halach. And instead, Lidvar Mikrig learns Chumash, which means he doesn't really fully understand anymore, he doesn't do anything very superficial. Shubain Le Shalom, he no longer really understands what's going on, there's no peace anymore. Shmuel Lamazan, Poydish Metam Le Mishnah. If somebody stops learning Gemara and just learns Mishnayis, same thing. Before in Gemara, he understands the questions and answers and he goes deep into everything and then he just learns everything superficial. That's called Ein Shalom. It's going backwards. Abyechalam Afilam Mishas Le Shas. Even going from Bavli to the, from Mishalmi to Bavli, according to most Mufarshim. If you leave the Bavli and go to Yerushalmi, Bavli is much deeper than Yerushalmi. And if you leave the Bavli and go to Yerushalmi, it's Ein Shalom because you're going backwards. And you get to the halacha. Yerushalmi itself says so. Talmud Yerushalmi says that Bavli is better. The Mechshakim Mashavani.
Thing.
So they say the Sham itself says that Babli is much more profound than we are.
Even though they spent the whole time insulting the Babylonians, saying, they live in a dark place, that's why they're dark, and the honey, tipshi Babloi, and all that sort of thing.
Tesis gets two pshatim. First pshat is the other way around. You leave Yerushalmi to Bavli because Yerushalmi is much better than Bavli because Bavli is called Mechashakim HaShemani. Rabbi Zeira fasted 100 days to forget Bavli in order to Yerushalmi. But then they said maybe the other way around as well. Tesis goes both ways. Okay, Mishnah. Heten Nedorim, this that you're permitted to do by Nedorim, Parchim Ba'aver, so many laws, and the laws fly in the air, but there's no basis for any of those laws. It's just a tradition. Rashi, Heten Nedorim, Parchim Ba'aver, HaToras Nedorim, you can be matra neder ha by finding a Pesach, have Charot, you regret making this neder. There's a very small remez in the Torah, there's nothing to rely on. This is given over the Chachamim. So you have a heap of laws, but they're all hanging in the luft. We don't really have a basis for it. Back to the Mishnah, Hilchas Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, the laws of Chagigas, the laws of Me'ilah, stealing from Hegdish, are they Ein Kaharim, Hatluyim Besairas, mountains upon mountains upon mountains, they're all hanging on hairs. You might explain each one. Shehein Mikra Mu'et V'Halachas Merubas, very few psukim, but there's so many halachas, Rashi. Shabbat v'hilchot chagiga hilchot me'ilah yizben halachas and tluyim b'remez mikramuot. A lot of the halachas we learn from remez. Kahari matluyim b'sarasosh in the hair of the head. And some heads have very little hair. So you imagine how many, all these mountains hang in a couple of hairs. Vayitzi gemara hadini in the laws of mishpat v'avoides and of a carbon. Hataris and the laws of Tumah, the Aroyes and the laws of Erva, Yeshlehen, the Mashis Moichu, there they have plenty of psukkim that discuss it. Hein and Gufi Taylor, this is the Taylor. What do you mean this is the Taylor? The other ones are not, says Rashi. Avoid the Hilchas of Carbon, Aroyes, Erva, Hein and Gufi Taylor, Begumar Parich, Otto Hanach, Lav Gufi Taylor, until that wasn't Taylor. Says Gimar, let's stop with the first one. You said Het in the Dorim is Parich and Baba. What do you mean by that? Tanya, Rabbi Lazarimir. Yes, lehem amash yizbuchu. There is a basis for it. Shenema, it says in pasuk. It says twice. It says ki yafli neder when you clearly utter a neder. And another pasuk says when it talks about another. It says ki yafli again by neder to another. It says yafli shtei pami twice. Achas haflali isa. One is to utter the neder to become a nazir. And but achas haflal heter. The other one is a haflal to heter. In other words, that if I have a charata, I can get out of it. Rashi ki yafli shtei pamim echad be'erkei ve'echad be'nozir ki yafli neder be'erkei ki yafli neder be'nozir echad afal isa kula afla loshet pirush afla means to utter, to express kita gume adi yafli so you express v'lo mekaz afla b'shneim why do you afla by neder and by nozir achas keshe pirush wanted to make the neder v'nozir v'oz ratzah v'nezir made a neder v'achas shechoyzim afar nechochem the other one is when you repeat for the chochem v'oy mekein the dart, that's what I meant Ladas ken dati, in this intention, av ladas ken lena dati. I meant this and I meant that. Hayru, if I don't know, I wouldn't have done it. Hayru boli de charota. Everybody asks, Rabbi Lezer holds it like Beshamai that says that there's no such thing as Torah's Behegdish. If you make something Behegdish and you made a mistake, too bad. Once you said it, you said it. How can he be the one who says Charata helps? And they try to friend for all weak answers. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua says. Yeah, but Nazir, he clearly says that Nazir doesn't. Nazir says that he, since he holds Behegdish, the same thing by Nazir. And we're learning from Nazir. The second key after is by Nazir. Rabbi Shua says, yes, there's another basis for it. Shanema, it says in the Pasuk, David says, Ashenish Bati Be'api, I swore with my anger, if they ever come to the Menuchim, if they ever come to Etzisro, the Meraglim. Be'api Nishbati Be'chazati, I changed my mind. Now the Machlekes here is, because as we know, the big Machlekes of the 40th year, everyone died out, or the 40th year, David said, you know what, the last 20,000 people, I'm going to let them live. No, David should take a change his mind. How do you learn? Nishbaiti v'chazarti, I decided to leave, and this is Rabbi Yeshua's period. Yeshua holds, I let the last year live, so nishbaiti v'chazarti, I changed my mind. The other Tanaim said, no, he never changed his mind. He killed them all out. Where's the chazarti here? Can't learn anything from there. Rashi is bati b'api nekomer b'api my anger mash b'yochel ani l'shol lo back and change my mind l'fishem machos api because my anger v'leim v'das mi yoshev l'shbati nem because I was calm yeshlumim mekan shemoyti personally but if you do find a way to get out of it l'leim aloy das kid that never intended that she crying over that this thing should happen and you don't have only are you doing nothing but didn't lie they would allow him. No, there's two ways to learn pshat l'shbati b'api. Look at Rashi's learned the way I just told you. Why I just told you the way Tesis learns, between the lines and Tesis. Rashi learns, there's not the chazar to be, if I would have wanted to chazar to be. There's bati ba'api, because I was angry. Had I no longer been angry, I could have changed my mind. But I didn't. You know why I didn't? Because there's bati, I'm angry to the last day.
So if you learn the way it actually ended on an argument, so after Moshe, I've been pleaded with the witness, so what's been saying on the side of someone. And you know, it was despite Moshe Rabbeinu pleading, the Ebrish just says, yes, okay, I'm not going to kill you all out, but you're going to have to die 40 days. So the Chura, that wasn't sort of a...
That's a
spontaneous anger.
Yeah, it was considered.
It's a rational thought.
Yeah, but you think 30 years later, David should would have sort of calmed down a bit. Until the very end.
He needs a chacham to give him a psycho on that.
That's true, yeah. Okay. Exactly what Rashi is saying here. So Rashi doesn't learn the way I just told you. Biting a mother. Beda, bitch, gleim, yes, I'm sorry, I have a lie. It says, call the div lave, that if you give, if you donate, and Rashi adds the word, hey, via, it's like Rashi, im aidenu liba night for you. If you're still in the mood of giving, ya viu. But if you change your mind, mischadet, ya tiduloi. So Rashi, yeah, Rashi learns about you. You can change your mind, even you get tzedakah. If you go to Matanedah. Weiter, Chananya, Ben Acher Rabbi Shua, Chananya, the nephew Rabbi Shua, he said, yes, Rabbi Shemoichu, Shenemar, it said, Nishbati, I swore, V'akayem, and I will fulfill, Lishmoy Mishpatei Tzikecha, I will keep the Mishpatim of your mitzvahs. Rashi, V'akayem, V'akayem, I will keep. What's the Chiddush? What you swore? You have to keep it. It's as if to say, no, I can always change my mind. Meklaldi, Imrochis, Lodekayem, Matinla, you can change your mind. We have this Gemara a number of times where there's a whole bunch of Tanaim giving things, come along Shmuel, and then he says, I'm better than all you guys. I will tell you, I'm better than all you. It says in the Pasuk, you shouldn't breach your words. So we dash in, who ain't the Meichel? He cannot breach his words. But others can actually, what do you call it, cancel his words. Every single one of the Tanaims, verte, we can reject, refute. Levar mid shmuel less the pircha. Shmuel is eisen. If Rabbi Lezer's verte says ki yafli, I can use another drasha. Maybe Father Tarfin, if you remember, Tarfin said that you have to be clear. You can't make a Tanai up in the air. You have to be clear. If a guy walks down the street and had long hair, so one guy says, oh, this guy must. If he's a nazir, I'm becoming a nazir. The other guy said, I don't believe he's a nazir. If he's not a nazir, then I'll become a nazir. Neither of them are a nazir, Tarfin, because when you made this nedir, it wasn't clear. It wasn't you didn't know for sure that you're going to end up being a nazir. And ki yafli means that. It has to be 100%. You have to mean it. Rabbi Yehuda Mishra Tarfon La'ilam ain't echad mehen nazir neither of them nazir shalai nitin nazir elah flaw. Nazir can only work if it's clear. Imad Rabbi Yehuda deal mahachid kama but Eves will be apnish bati but apnish bati v'loya darnabi. And I can't change my mind. Who said it means I could change my mind and I cannot change my mind? Imad Rabbi Yitzcha deal malafuk imad Shmuel when Rabbi Yitzcha called him divlei maybe he's coming to teach you not like Shmuel. What do you know divlei means? Not that I have to continuously want to give till the last minute. Divlei means that even though you only thought about it in your heart, you already have to, when it comes to tzedakah, you have to fulfill it. Everything else you have to say it. Here you have to say it. Divlei. And the chiddush here is, you know, Shmuel holds that you have to say, and we hold over here, yediv lev, that as soon as your lev made a thing, I'm going to give tzedakah an amount, you nominate an amount in your heart, you have to give it, because you have to keep your word. That's what Rashi, even Abul Lazar, the Rashi before you said, Tadimah, like, Tafin, Nazar, Tafin, Enoch, Nazar, Beisho, Yoshim, Sidney, Wechel, Name, Amad, Echad, Hadani, Nazar, I'm a Nazar, Shazar, but let's say Nazar is a Nazar. Vechaveda, Mari, Nazar, Shain, Nazar, I'll be a Nazar, Vizan, make a wager. All of a sudden, Nimsik, Echad, one of them is obviously right. Ain't Echad, Mehen, Nazar, neither is a Nazar, if you need to know Nazar, but clear, Stam, if you don't know, Uvis, Suffolk, Elba, Hafla, but Doys, would have to be clear. So you want to write, if it's the brother Rabbi Shua thing, who says by the Kayema, Dimel could have Gidl, Lamarab, Minayan, Shinish Boyan, Lekayim, it says, I know you swear to fulfill the mitzvah, and it says, Nishbativa Kayema, Lishmo, Mishpatezekecha, I swear, and I will fulfill Mishpatezekecha, I will fulfill your mitzvahs. That's what it means. It's no, even though generally we say that whoever swears gila boyin a bummer will learn the darim, it's a terrible thing to swear. However, it's a mitzvah of ches, we learn that it's a mitzvah to swear to do mitzvahs. Nishbati va'akayem lishma mishadzecha means we encourage you, if you feel that you're a bit weak in a mitzvah, make a shvuah, make an edda, so that it'll force you to do the mitzvah properly. So nothing to do with anything here. Ela d'shmul les lepichol yachol devore, that's fantastic. Omar Rav, Vitaim Rav Nachman, and he says every time, this is the famous word that people say, Chode Tove, it's better, Chode Palpalta Charifta, one sharp peppercorn, is better, Mimali Tzon, a whole basket, the keri of pumpkins or of gourds. Better than a whole basket, because one sharp pepper, Shmuel is better than all these other words here. Rashi, Palpalta, God, in Echosh, Palpal, when you, you said Hilcha Shabbos. That's it. So we're saying that Hilchos Shabbos is kaharim matlum b'sayda. What do you mean? Michtik sivin. What do you mean? Shabbos is written in the Torah. I'm not sure you understand the Gemara's question. How do you know 39 malachas? The whole laws of Shabbos nowhere in the Torah. What's the most question? Sivin b'tayda. It says nothing in the Torah. Tlum b'sayda means something does say is here, but it's only a little bit. So what's the most? I don't understand the Gemara's question. I couldn't find any way to explain. What's the most question? It's 39 malachas, the only malachas that says in Torah is Leisavaru, and that already people say, why does the Torah say it must be teaching something different than everything else? So what? Anyway, like Tichik Rababa, you know.
What about the fact that it's mentioned
so many times? Yeah, but what is it? It says halachas, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mikra Muat the halachas Merubis. There's a few psukim, a lot of halachas. Almost all the halachas of Shabbos is Moshe Messina. What do we know from the Torah and Shabbos? Yeah, but Mikra Muat means regarding the halachas, the halachas Merubis. 39 halachas. We know nothing from the Torah. Rashi. So the Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara is not worried about the halachas merubas. We're trying to understand the first part, mikra muat. So the Gemara is going to answer that this particular halacha is no mikra for, which we'll see in a minute. No, all the 39 halachas. Why is the Gemara come up? Look at the Gemara's answer. You know what? You know which halacha is no mikra for? The concept of a malacha shein tzicha l'gufa. If you dig a hole in Shabbos, but they ain't tzicha for you don't need the hole. You just need the sand potter. Why potter? So Rashi says because if you had a choice, you'd rather not do the whole malacha at all. Or Taisa says because not the way you did in the Mishkan. Mishkan, you made a hole to store things, and he's not doing the Mishkan. What's the Gemara's answer? If you try and tell me that there's halachas of Shabbos that was not based in the Torah, tell me all 39 malachas not in the Torah. What are you going kriach weizen like event? The ma'isim malachas tzicha l'gufa. I don't understand. Anyway, said Rashi, Lanitzcha Dovizak Yetzibodam is Mu'ad, Yesh Limu Teda. This thing and similar is a very small hint in the Teda. We do know 39 Malachas Teda. We don't know 39. If you remember Gemara Shabbos, I'm test. We do know 39 Malachas because it says Eila. And Eila Gematria 36. And the three letters are 39. That's the whole marker from the Teda. And that's that Tluim Asaida.
Yeah, sure.
So.
No.
All this is resting.
That's not
from the 39 malachas. That's not the 39 malachas. Zero. None of them. That's not the 39 malachas. The only malachas written is Havadu Eish. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's a teacher that it's not like all the other malachas. So what are the other 38 that are totally different? We know nothing. We need a remez, Eilen, or it says 39 times in the Torah the word malacha. What's that? Is that a pasuk? That's a anyway. He doesn't need it. So Rashi says, what's the malach of building, making a hole? Not chaydish, plowing. The malach is boina. You're building a hole. Bain, interesting, because other places Rashi says it's chaydish, plowing, digging up. You don't need this building. But Abshim is actually talks about if you're taking a dead body out of a house. You're taking it out because you want it, because you don't want it. So that's a malacha. Look at Bishab. Look at Abshim and Potter HaTzazu. And look at Rashi says, what's the reason? He'd rather not have to, the guy wouldn't have died, he wouldn't need it at all.
Can't you say it's Tzodach Mokim? This dead body's taking up the whole room. I can't do anything. I can't do anything in the house. My Edom, the Kohen, can't come over. I have to take him out. It's Tzodach Mokim.
True. Okay, again, that's Lachat Zelagufa. You're not doing it for the dead body. You're doing it for you. So the only good of Shimon. Come on, Shimon, you're limiting the mission of Shimon. Number of the Lagufa Potter. Hossa, when do we say Rabbi Yehuda argue in the case of a mace, misakin, you're fixing things up? Avahach, in the case of the hole, Rabbi Yehuda's made that because you're makalkul. You're making a hole, but you ruin the ground, you ruin the floor. So even Rabbi Yehuda's made you're potter. And this din is a mountain on a hill. Rashi. You're fixing up, you're making space in your house. You're ruining your courtyard. Says the Gemara, okay, so if it was a Lagufa, it's a mountain on a hill. Where's the hill? So this takim, yeah, where is the base takim potato? Rashi, Mike, how did you come to see the potato? Where are you talking old from? Says the Gemara, my mahadin, where's the side now? And for the Gemara, and this is a very important Rashi. Every mother, meleches, machsheves, osra teida. The theme of Hilcha Shabbos is that you do a melacha, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a purpose. Meleches, machsheves, the purpose, and the purpose that's aligned with the Mishkan.
Intent,
exactly. Well, meleches, machsheves, like Siva. Where does it say in the teida this concept of meleches, machsheves? Where do you take to learn from? So I understand. So where's the side? Look at Ashi. Meleches machshavas shemachshove choshve bedaita. You think in your mind. When it's kavin lo, you have to intend what you're doing. If you wanted to throw four amos, you threw eight amos. You potter on Shabbos because you didn't carry out your intention. V'zelloin is kavin lo l'binyizeh. And over here, you never intended to build a hole. Your intention was to take sand. It happens to be when you take out sand, you make a hole. V'fichach potter. V'zel rem is mu. This is the here. Ilam meleches machshavas b'shabbat like siva mishkanu d'chsiv. Where the Lech Machshavas, it's only written, not written in Hilchas Shabbos at all. It's written in Hilchas Mishkan why you're doing these different activities. But Novos, Ulefish, Samach, Bepashas, Hakel, Pashas, Shabbat, Mishkan, since in the same Pasik, Shab Mikdash, Tiro, Shab Say, said the Shmoyd is written in the same Pasik, so we compare the two. On Ulemadin, Melech and Machshavas, Le Shabbos. Very important is Rashi, because Rashi learns the whole basis for Lech Machshavas is from the Mishkan. Not like other Rishonim will learn. And there's a lot of Kmir Salacha from this Rashi. Anyway, so that's the here is, we have that Pasik that compares, equates Shabbos to Mishkan, and then, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
That's what
we just asked before. We don't understand the whole Gemara. Why are you picking on this particular halacha? What about all the halachas? We learn from the same pasuk, exactly what Yemi said. The same pasuk you learn this melech machshavas. You learn all three melech. Whatever melech was done in the Mishkan, that's what you kind of do on Shabbos. Don't know. Okay, right.
So that's the thing about Lochus Mechubis. Lochus Mechubis is,
yeah, and that's a side.
And
that's a side.
The other one, there's 39, not something else.
But that's Halacha Mechubis. Halacha Mechubis, 39 Halachas, a lot of Halachas.
That's right, exactly.
So why does he want to say that? That's the Halachas Mechubis. Why talk about Halachas Mechubis? One little one. And then the Tulim beside it, the same Seider, which according to Rashi's shot, is Halachas Mechubis, the same Seider for the whole Halachas. Does he say anything that really bothers me? What's
your goal? So you've established it as a malacha, but what you're doing is you're now shining even a finer detail.
But it's not a haradim. Haradim are mountains. Haradim are halachas merubas. 39 malachas are merubas.
Okay, so what you've got, you've somehow rather identified that you should be 39 malachas in the Mishkan, right? Okay. So, you know, this is all malacha is, but even within that, you've got all
this. Yeah, but.
You've also got that it's going to be. That's a detail.
That's a detail. So where's the haradim? Where's the haradim? That's not merubas. You have 39 malachas, each malacha has 39 tulas. You multiply that, you're talking about almost 1600 dinim from the Torah.
Right, based on that,
yeah, based on this link to the Mishkan, that's not merubas. This one din of melacha shenitzich legufa, that's haradim. That's halacha merubas. How does that work? I don't know. Anyway, what you're saying is not merubas. You're saying is it's such a detail and such an important halacha, but merubas, halacha merubas. That's what the Mishnah emphasizes. I don't know. Obviously, it must be an answer. I don't know. Says the Gemara, Chagiga is Michlik Sivan. Says the Spanish word Chagiga let Tzichel to come. That Pabla Bayin, Amay, the Hayva Chagaisim Hari. In other words, Chagaisim Oisa Chag Lashem means Zvicha Kabanas. Dimel Chaygu Chagam maybe means to be to Freilich. A Taisa says maybe means dancing. Maybe every Yom Tov, you know what you do? Not to be Kabbal Chagiga. Eden should dance a whole Yom Tov. Interesting. Have a minute, Taisa. For dancing. Who said maybe means dancing? Says the Gemara, Chagu Kamer Achmana. It says Mefelish Chagu, and therefore because it says Chagu, it means a carbon. It says the Gemara El Meata. The Chassid says V'yachoygli b'midbar. It says in the pasuk V'yachoygli that after Moshe Nana came, he says Moshe Ben says to Pari Shalachas Ami V'yachoygli b'midbar. So what does it mean to bring Hachinami the Chaygu Chagu? It means also that we should go ahead and we should bring kabbonis. V'chitem Hachinami V'ksiv. It says V'yamosh Gamata Dimirdenus V'achiv Oilus. He should give kabbonis Rashi Chaygu Chagu Laharbet Sai. Gemara saying, you know how I know. Okay, you know how I know it means kabbonis. It can be simcha because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, "Shalach has ami v'yachayguli b'midbar." So it must be kabbonis. That's how we know from Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paro v'yachayguli b'midbar. Must be it's kabbonis, not dancing a whole day, but must be kabbonis. Or not just celebrating. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe taka means celebrating because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "And gamato titin b'yadeinu zvachi v'oilus." It's clear. Give me behemoth. And yet, kabbonis and oilus. So therefore, obviously, it's talking about kabbonis. So he was at ayah. Do me hachu kamer achmonah. Maybe this was, I'm not sure what I said hachu kamer achmonah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Pari. Maybe he's saying that achlu v'shtu v'chaygu. Or maybe the Torah is telling us on Yom Tov. Eat and drink and chaygu chaga and celebrate. And celebrate, what do you call it? Kamoi. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Pari was, that not that you give me kabbonis, but give us animals to eat, we'll be full, and have a good time. And for bring. Not who said anything about kabbonis. Zvachim doesn't have to be a kabbonis. Zvachim means shechting animals. Give us animals to shecht. That's all he meant. But what does oilus mean? He says zvachim ve'oilus. Where else would you use the expression oilus if not for kabbonis? It says, you know how I know the chagaisa means it actually means a carbon. The chassid says, but lo yolin chaylev chagai boikir, you should not leave the fats of the chag until the morning. Obviously, he's talking about the carbon. What a normal animal was it? Even noisa? What is it? Obviously, he's talking about a carbon. Freddy Gemara, visag dat de chayge hu tarbel is chayge. If it means pasher to celebrate tarbel chag is the isa of eating fat. They are isa of fats and yomtiv. What was that supposed to mean? The Dilma Fakimar Basaraya maybe means celebrating Yom Tov, being happy. And the Dilma Hakamar Mana, Chayla, Wabba Zachag, Lo Yalin. Maybe it means it, make sure you don't eat the fats of the animals you're eating. Nothing to do with kabbonis. He's just telling you, if you bring kabbonis on Yom Tov because you want to eat flesh, you want to be happy, make sure that that those kabbonis you bring should not a karma chagiga mistam. You bring kabbonis to eat flesh, make sure that you don't leave them beyond a certain time. What does it have to do with chagiga? Elamayata, so what are you telling me? That you're telling me to make sure that the animal you're eating, you finish the carbon before a certain time. Say, but why are you only admonishing us Sukkot and Pesach? What about every day you bring a carbon, you have a limited time. Why suddenly now you're saying, you're telling me stam kabbonis like a shlomim and all that. Why suddenly now you're telling me that make sure you don't go by, use by date? Every time it says it clearly that every carbon you have to finish a certain time. No, maybe no. Who says Yom Tov? Do me mahu? I mean, how will I say? Because of Rachman Haylala, maybe a whole year if you bring a carbon and you don't finish in time, you're even I say. Comes along the Tata and says, but comes to Yom Tov, I'm giving you another of it, a lav as well. But nothing to do with Karma Chagiga. From the kabbonis you brought because you promised throughout the year you bring kabbonis, bring that. Nothing to do with Chagiga. And these kabbonis eat flesh and make you happy. So the mother, the love, Kosek and Rachim, we have another possible love as well. So Yolim and the Basa, Shatiz, Babed, the Yemenishan, the Boy, says clearly that you shouldn't leave it. We already have a love, you have an assay and a love. What do I need another love for? So the Mosad Ayah, what's the Kadim, a love, what's the love? Assay. Maybe it's coming, give it two love. A whole year you get a love and assay if you leave your carbon beyond the use by date. And here you'll get two love and assay. Al Asi, we learn that. You know how you know that the Chayga means that you have to bring a carbon Chagiga? We learn out midbar, we learn, they show midbar, midbar. See, here it says, the Chayga leave a midbar. There it says, Hazvachim Umincha Higashtin Liba Midbar. Here it says you should celebrate Yochaigul Midbar, celebrate the Midbar. And there it says, Moshe's Pari. There it says, Hazvachim Umincha Higashtin Liba. you bring, the Navi says that he, during the years of the Midbar, did you bring me Zvachim and Milchim in the Midbar? So just like Bala Halam, when it says Midbar, he's referring to Karbonis, Avkan Zvachim and Karbonis. Exactly. How you know has to be Chagir? We just had a the Rosh always says. We always knew Moshe Rabbeinu told us in Har Sinai, but we never were able, like Cheskel, Adosi Cheskel, or whatever. We just found it in the Pasuk. Well, my Kaharin at Luim beside her. What's the, if you have a Shabbat, why is it here?
The point is, if somebody asks you, Tilamo, it's how do you know? So the users don't ask questions, you give them a patch for asking.
Exactly, exactly. You see, for 2,000, whatever, 1,500 years. What do you mean Kaharin at Luim beside her? Or 800 years. What do you mean Kaharin at Luim beside her? What do you mean here? It's Chamam Shekzeh Shabbat. It's one of the 13 ways of learning. Divrei Teide, me Divrei Kabbalah le Yalfinan. Because here you have a Shabbat from Tanakh. And a shavuot from Torah to Tanakh is tenuous, is shvach. Sometimes we make a shavuot, we had a Megillah, but some, but usually we try not to. Me'ilais. Me'ilais says, "Gemara, michta ksive." What do you mean, me'ilais? Is a hard to live beside us? Chofesh the Torah. Amar Abachama, stealing from Hegdish, using Hegdish. Amar Abachama, we need for the following Mishnah. When is Me'ilah? Me'ilah only if you did it b'shaig inadvertently. If you did it b'mezid, then there's no Me'ilah. There's a famous Halla Mishnah. It says, Hashliach she'osa shlichusa. If a shliach, Balabas gives him money, nobody realized that this money is Hegdish money, and he said, go buy me something. And the shliach carried out the shliches, who is over Balabayis. Well, generally we say, ein shlich dvar veda. But in this case, we say, yes, shlich dvar veda. If the shliach deviated at all from what the Baal Bais told him, then shliach is no longer working for the Baal Bais, he's working for himself, even though he didn't know that this money was Hekdish money, he was moil. Now l'chayda, what's the chiddush? V'chi asa shlichusa and my mov, he carried the shlichus, l'chayda, why is he moil? V'chi zeh, choyte, v'zem is chayiv, he doesn't avail, this guy's chayiv, must be haynu kaharin hatlim beside Tesis and Kedush already asked, he doesn't understand, because the rule is any time, if a shliach is does an aveda, without, for a mshalech, without realizing that it's an aveda, then a mshalech is guilty. The whole word, why ain't shlichus aveda is, divi harav, divi atalmi, divi mishaymin. But he didn't know. Well, how can you have a tiny divya rav divya talmid? No one told him that this is a stolen animal. The guy says, take this animal and bring it to carbon. He didn't know it was a stolen animal. He assumed it was a balabas's animal. So what's the chiddush of Mila? Anyway, Rashi. He had money of Hegdish when his chalfu b'moisa. By mistake, he swapped the money. Buy me a shirt, a talus. He did exactly what he was instructed. You can ask. The shliach did avera. Balabais has to pay. Because what's the punishment for Mila? You got to pay back the principal and a fifth and a carbon. Mean a special carbon. But how do you do? We have a rule in the entire Gemara. She ain't shliach and vareda. She ain't shleach mischayiv, but they shluche. Why should the sender be chayiv? Because the shliach. That's the chiddush. Says the Gemara. That's the chiddush. Omar Rava, we have a special lima for it. Umay kushe. That's the chiddush. Dilma shiny mila. Mila is different. The yafin we learn chayit chayit mitruma. We have the shabbat. We learn chayit chayit mitruma. And what? And we know that one of the places we learn out the whole concept of shlichus is from truma. It says gam atem also you and also substitute. And you learn out mila from truma. Whatever applies to truma applies to mila. So a shliach works, and therefore we know that a shliach works by mila. Turns out to be by mila it's an avera. So what? That's the gzeira shava. Ma hasam shlucha shalad nekamayse av kanshal nekamayse. So what's the big deal? Rashi mila if you chedim a truma lekam advari nema, but there's a number of dini nema mila bechata b'shgaga mekach Hashem. But nema says by truma v'loy tisu lam chet. Ma hasam shlucha kamayse. So by truma know where a shliach kamayse chsi kain tari magamatem also you. Well, magamatem l'rabbe shluchachem. Same here. So what's the chiddush? What's such a big deal by mila that you're saying it's a mountain on here? Elam Rav says the Gemara, Lanitzcha, Ritani, the following din. What about the Balabai sent the shliach with money to go buy him a shirt? And then the Balabai remembered, oy, I gave him the wrong money. So the Balabai and the shliach bought the shirt. In this case, the shliach was responsible for the Balabai. Because the Balabai is no longer shagig. When the shliach went and actually did the purchase, the Balabai already knew the money he was using with Hegdish money. So as far as the Balabai is concerned, he's amazed. He's no longer a moil. The shliach didn't know, so the shliach now carries full responsibility. He has to be the carbon and pay the penalty. And that's not fair. That's the mountain on here. Yeah, I'm sure in those days, yeah, you have to have a whole list of questions you have to ask. Niske Balabai, Balabai, remember that he gave him the wrong money. But Niske Shliach, remember, shliach moil, shliach responsible. Shliach anya maika avid, the poor shliach, what in the world, interesting expression, shliach anya maika avid, the poor shliach, what did he do? That's not fair. That's Haradlin beside Rashi. This goes by, but I think prepared about the middle of the sin, like a tiny little Niska Balabai, and shall hag this out like Yishle Hez a Henry for the Schlech reached the Henvenable and Niskislech, what's your Schlech of Chayev, Schlech Anya Maimovit, Nihi the Balabai's potter. Okay, Balabai's potter because he remembered. The keeping the Niska and Sadi, we were assured the Sule Nichele Bishlechusai. So why tack is the Balabai's potter? Not only because Rashi adds a word, Taisha said, because he's amazing. Rashi adds, he no longer is the Mashalech. He says, oh, I don't want him to do it. So that moment he cancelled the Shlichas. Too bad. So it doesn't make any difference. He knows he doesn't know. So Shlich is not Shuldik. But the Mashalech is no longer the Mashalech. The Heich, that person, Umahashta Lav Shluchihu. Umir Shlich Ma'avid. What did the Shlich? Okay, so the Mashalech we understand. But the Shlich, Nebuch, what did he do wrong? So that's the Chiddush. If somebody takes money of Hegdish without realizing it and uses it for Chulun, every time he does it by mistake, what did he do wrong? And yet that's the Din of Mila. The Mila is, if he did it by mistake, you are Moil.
Why don't you call it Pshia? It's personal negligence. He didn't take care of his
Who's the Pshia? The Mashalech or the Shalech?
The Mashalech. He should be more careful with Hegdish money.
He should be, but it's not. You don't have to pay money for that. You're not a mensch. You have to do tshuva, but there's no compensation.
Why don't we call him a poisha?
Moil is pretty strong. Moil means a ganav. Moil is a fancy way of saying ganav.
If he would have known, he wouldn't have done it.
Who?
If the Mashalech would have known, this is
true. So what? Yeah. So what are you trying to say?
It's negligence. It's not that he's doing it.
So he's still wrong. You're actually saying he's still wrong. But Lepoil, when it comes to physically paying the money and the meal, he doesn't follow me the criteria. If you're a Moab Hegdin Mazi, the dinim are different. Chayv Misan, but they're different dinim. But you don't pay the extra, you don't pay the carbon. Rashi mida have a shakol motzi mois hegdi. Every time you spend money, b'shoigi sheimul he's stealing. After b'shoigi hotzi and he spends, the kibun shebitlam shalosh shechusay have le'ena motzi. You motzi. So the shliach did it. That's every time. That's how it works. What's the big deal? Says the Gemara. We don't need it. El Kitam, almost finished. We learned not tal even oikodesh shel hegdi. You took a stone. You took a beam of hegdish. You took it to use it and put it in your house. Hareze loymol. You're not a moil. The Gabbai Tzedakah took a beam or a stone of Hegdish and to use it for himself.
That because it's still
because wherever it is, excuse me, wherever the Gabbai has, it still belongs to Hegdish. If he gave it to another person and that person used it, then he, the Gabbai, is Moel because he took it out of his house, his Rishus, out of the Rishus of Hegdish. So he stole the Chaveh Lin Mil. Now, let's see. Mishkashok, in both cases, the Gabbai took it. Might not come in if he put it in his own house, or if he gave it to another person. Mali hu, mali chavedai. Hainu kaharin atulina side. That's the word. Rashi, hu mali kibishinosan lo haitzimia hegel chulin, took it out. Vechavedai mal, bechoshi yasa hu ba, dohidehu, when he gave it to the other person, he already won his moil, said, friend, there's nothing wrong. Because a moil, acha moil. Well, let Hegel Shalom and Hakdish Gesiba, Shachot and Hegel Shalom. So, Chayda, it doesn't make sense. What's the chilik if I use it in my own house, if I give it to you to use it? What's the chilik? Says the Gemara, that's the kash, my kusha, that's the big deal. Deal with Kiddush Shmuel, maybe follow Shmuel. That's what Shmuel said. Hach, we're talking about a gizbar, a gabai, even though the Brisa doesn't mention gabai. We're talking about a gabai. Hamasudis loy avne binyan askin, and he stores all the stones of the Beis HaMikdash in his house, so whatever is in his house belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. The chol heicha, the mancha, b'shusi the day mancha. Wherever he puts it, it's still the Beis HaMikdash, so it's his steal. The moment he gives it his friend, that's when he took it out of the Shus HaMikdash. Makes sense. He didn't change anything. Take out the hand of Hegdish. So Gemara concludes, Ella Misefa, born a b'tech beisa, even though he built it in his house, he now changed it because it's fixed into the walls of his house. Until he lives under that stone and he gets a benefit, the value of Prutta. Merdi Shanuyeshanya, once he built it into his wall, he already made the change. Why did Chilik, if I sit underneath, I don't sit underneath? The moment he fixed it in his house and he can no longer take it out, he made a change. Mali Dor, Mali Loidor. What's Chilik Vili or not? Hainu Kahar Lu Yisaila. That's what means a mountain hanging under here.
What is the relationship of the Gabriel?
Sorry? He's an extension of Hegdish.
So he's not like a
Shomer,
not like
no.
A Shlach or anything.
No, he's an extension of
Hegdish. When he puts the stones in his house, they're in the correct place.
Exactly. It's like he's a thing in Hegdish's house. He's an extension. This is the Rashi we finish. We'll continue tomorrow. Shin Shai Kishib Kovav Binyan. The Kanye Bishin, Mustafa Vakovav. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Because with the